SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy night. NHL and NBA playoff action rocking with us here, including the Islanders, who are, they've only gone the first 11 minutes without a shot on goal. So we'll see if they can somehow figure that out in Carolina tonight. The Knicks and the Sixers are at the Garden. The Magic are making it look more by the minute that they're going to get swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers. So a very busy night in terms of live playoff action. And it is NFL draft week. The draft is Thursday night. We are here. And, man, the stories get better and better by the hour. They really do. I love sending them to Joe. All the great stories that go on with the draft rumors for this coming Thursday night. And we have a big weekend that we had with the golf and the boxing that we have to discuss as well. Mike Carver, along with the encyclopedia of college football, big week for for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
I don't want to hear it, Carver. I do not want to hear it. I was dead on with the fight.
You made a huge killing on the fight. You did great.
You talked me out of the three knockdowns. I had both fighters to be knocked down, okay, and Garcia winning. I did have Garcia winning the fight, but the bet that I wanted to make on Friday night, you talked me out of it, and you wound up betting it and hitting it on a gif.
By accident.
By accident.
So you want to do this now, or you want to wait?
Yeah, I want to do it now. You want to wait for Matias?
You want to do this now? How about this? Matias is going to join us in a little bit.
I'm here, baby.
Matias is here. Matias, Matias is with us as well.
Baby.
All right. So look,
both of you gurus.
All right. One second.
I don't want to hear it.
Hold on. Before we tell the boxing story, okay? Before we get into all of that, Joe, let's get everybody updated on what's going on, and then let me do that.
I got crypto tonight too.
And we got crypto plays and all that, and then we'll get into the story about the boxing from Saturday night, which is a wild one. I can't complain for a while, that's for sure, about bad beats. Cleveland's now up 53-42 on the Magic. Game 2 in Cleveland. Magic were pretty lifeless on Saturday afternoon in that Game 1. They lost, so they're trying to get something cooking here in Cleveland tonight. Not going well for them so far. They're down 11 late in the first half. The Sixers are up 25-18 on the Knicks. They are approaching the end of the first quarter at the Garden, so very low scoring there. Lakers and Nuggets, of course, is going to come on later tonight. That's the late night game in the NBA. In the hockey, Joe, the Bruins scored with under a minute to go in the first period, a Pastrnak goal that gave them a 2-1 lead going into the locker room. The Islanders are scoreless with about 6.5 minutes to go in the first period, and I think this kid McLean's trying to get things stirred up for the Isles as he just got into a fight, Joe. Good brouhaha going here with McLean, and I don't see who that is for Carolina, 23. The Islanders, this is scoreless. The Islanders don't have a shot on goal yet, and they're almost 14 minutes into the game, so they'd like to maybe rectify that at some point soon. That was Nosen, by the way, that he fought with. So Nosen and McLean had a pretty good heavyweight bout there to maybe wake the place up, Joe. It's been a very sleepy first 14 minutes in Carolina, so these guys throw hands a little bit, and we'll see if we're going there. And there's a lot of baseball tonight too, Joe. So I'm sure, I don't know where you got the crypto, and it's probably in the NBA playoffs, but I know
the baseball.
Wow, a baseball crypto?
A baseball crypto.
What do you got? I got to almost hear this now. What is it?
You know, Colorado's been trending to the under. Light number tonight, 10.5. Yeah. The Padres bashed them. I altered it up to 12.5 tonight, plus 164.
Wow,
I think the Padres
big
break
alt,
out
huh?
in a big alt. Big alt. Big up.
Big up. Alt there, huh? I like it, Joe. I like it. Okay, maybe I'll join you on that. We'll see.
And guess
I already
what
did
parlayed
play Tatis
with.
To Homer in that game.
I parlayed it.
With what?
Dallas Stars and the 76ers.
Okay, Stars, of course, that we have that coming up in hockey later. Stars have Vegas coming in, and we have the Kings and the Oilers as well late night in the hockey. Both of those games are game ones in those series. All right, Joe, let's get this out of the way now.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way.
Because I'm miserable.
So,
both
if you're
gurus,
a, if you're
gurus,
a, if you're
Hades
a,
gonna kill him.
If you're, if you're an avid listener to Carver and Lisi, you know that Joe was very excited for this Haney Garcia fight on Saturday night. I mean, he all week long, he got wrapped up in all the hype and the videos and Garcia acting like a maniac all over New York. They get thrown out of the Met game. You know, he's drinking, pretending to drink beer at the weigh-in. He's 3 pounds over, whatever he was. But what was he, 3 pounds, right?
Yeah,
500K
3.
A pound?
7.
Owed him 1.5 million, the whole deal. So all week, I said to Joe, this guy's got no shot. I mean, he's got no shot on Saturday night. There's no chance this guy's going to win. He's running around like a maniac. Me and Matias are sitting here Friday night. This guy shouldn't even be fighting. They shouldn't even let him get in the ring with the way that he's gone and carried on. And sure enough, well, now we'll get the, well, how about this? For,
and then we so, let me jump well, in. We're doing
okay,
our bets for Friday night, and we're going through the bet specials, and I'm like, hey, Haney to be knocked out twice, it's a waste of money. No shot. No shot. No shot, Garcia. I kept saying Garcia. Then Matias. I think Haney's going to help him after the fight. That's what he's going to do after he whoops his ass. He's actually going to help him. Then Matias had the whole Hallmark story broken out about Garcia and Haney on Friday night. It's amazing. I'm the boxing whisperer on the show, obviously. I don't know. I could pick him. I don't know.
Okay, so when we're doing the bets on Friday night, the one that I kind of was on with you all week was I wanted to play Garcia to get knocked down twice, which was plus
right.
650.
Right.
And so that was like my play. That's and right. I told Matias I was going to back it up with Haney to win by decision. There was all this stuff. You know, I had it all figured out. So Saturday night rolls around, and I'm out. I had a party, a family party, and then obviously we go somewhere else after, so we have a couple. And I got the phone out, and I'm looking for the bet because I wanted to put it in again. And I actually wanted to extend it to 3 knockdowns for Garcia. So I start scrolling through, and I'm in the bar. It's kind of dark. It's whatever. And I see 3 knockdowns. But I thought the price was a little weird. I was 80-1, and I went, this is a and I go and I tap it, and it was like a Happy Meal bet. I didn't put much on it. And about a half an hour later, I text Joe, you ready for the fight? And I'm looking at the bets, and I wanted to send him that. I played it again, and I realized I bet Haney to be knocked down 3 times. You'd figure the 80-1 would have made, you know, maybe rang a bell in my head, and it didn't. I played Haney, and then I start texting Joe, oh, look at this, a wasted ticket. I can't believe this. I can't believe I did this. Well, Joe, I can't complain for a while. I can't complain for a while.
I was out in Hobart.
80-1. 80-1.
I'm trying to find the fight in every bar in New Jersey. No shot. No shot. I'm watching the fight on CBS Sportsline round by round. 10-9 Haney. 10-9 Haney. 10-9 Haney. 10. Finally, I got frustrated. I'm reading the round by round. I go, this can't be. This can't be. Right? I go to bed. I wake up. Yeah, Ryan Garcia defeats him. So unanimous decision or whatever. Split. Amazing.
Knocked him down amazing. 3 times. 80-1 cashed. 3 times he knocked him down. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Monday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. So, I, of course, just spent the first part of the show complaining that the Islanders didn't have a shot on goal for the first 14 minutes of the game. Well, Joe,
broke through.
They got the first goal of the game. I guess that's better than having the first shot of the game, right?
Islander goal,
Kyle Palmieri. As he, great work by him in the crease, Joe. Palmieri got in the crease. There was a loose puck right underneath. Anderson didn't corral it, and he just kept grinding, Joe. He kept digging and kept grinding, and he squirted it through. Isles take a 1-0 lead here in Carolina.
I was going to jump on them at plus 172, and I didn't, and I'm mad at myself. Well, I thought they were live because they lost game one 3-1, right, on Saturday?
They lost 3-1, and it was they played pretty well. Like, they had basically – they took two really bad penalties. One of them really wasn't even a penalty. It was a dive. And the problem for the Islanders, Joe, is their penalty kill is embarrassing. So, you know, they got to stay out of the box or else they're completely finished. Because they've been the better team 5-on-5.
And, how's the goalie? How's the goalie?
Good. Varlamov's played well. He's played all right.
So. I got this Toronto-Boston game on. Now, I told you Boston would smash them in game one. I was dead on. I think Boston
might. You did say that.
I don't have a feel here. 2-1. I'm thinking that this game's going to be a little tight. So they posted a 7.5 in game. I sort of want to take the under, Carver. I think this game's going to – it's 6.5. You want to jump on the under at plus 112? I just think it's going to get
under
tight.
Under 6.5. Well, I'm not at 6.5. I don't want to take the under, no. Didn't you say there was a 7.5 up there?
Yeah, there was when we were talking in break. And
okay. At the beginning of the period, it was 7.5. Now the first 5 minutes, they had nobody scored.
Yeah, but I still like the under. I think we're going to tighten up a little bit here. I'm going to take the under.
I don't love it, Joe. I'm not going to be involved with you.
All right, I'm
not
going to be there. Who could score for – can Hintz score for the Stars tonight? Look at me with all the names.
You want to get Hintz in there?
I
like Pavelski at 235. I like Pavelski. I'm going to play Pavelski.
I'm going to take the under, and who could score?
Pavelski.
Pavelski. The 230.
He's 230 for the Stars.
What about this Wyatt Johnston?
Maybe.
I'm going to take Johnston. I think he's live.
Take Johnston.
All right? I took Johnston. I took the under and Johnston.
Wow, now the Islanders are getting a power play right after the goal, Joe. Let's go here. You got to capitalize now. Get another one here. You know, you still get the Islanders at plus 102, Joe, and they're up 1-0.
I just took it with the under.
The under in the Maple Leaf game?
Yep. Plus 104. Okay. I'm banging the under. I think we're going to get back to playoff hockey.
Well, what's this now? Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Joe. The reason why that went is apparently they called this on the Islanders. How is that possible?
It's all right. We're gonna stave
it off. What is that call?
Bad call?
I'm tired of this, man. This is just...
I think I want to take a shot. I like the way Toronto's playing right now. Oh, get it out of there! Come on!
Joe's in, man. The hockey. Playoff hockey's here. Joe's involved.
You got to admit, I kick it up when playoff hockey's here.
You do. I will admit. There's a lot of guys that you put on the map during playoff hockey.
That's it. Who could I put on
guys,
the map tonight?
You put guys on the map, Joe. That's what we love about it.
I tell you what. Can we get in on the saves? I think it's going to be defensive in this game. Where's the goals? Like with the goalies? Can I bet saves?
I think that you can really only do that pregame. I don't think you could do that live. If you want to do that in the Star Vegas game, you can. If you go to goalie props.
Yeah.
And you can alt these too, Joe. Look at this. Ottinger, alt. 29, 30, 31. You know, you get an overtime game, Joe. This is...
All right, so walk me through. Who's the Stars goaltender?
All right, Jake Ottinger is the Stars goaltender. And I never really look at this stuff because... But you have the... You know, we've seen these games. They go to overtime, lots of shots. Breakaway for the Isles, shorthanded here. Oh, you got to score there, Horvat. Had a breakaway shorthanded. And he got a score there.
He missed it?
Half
a wide open.
You don't get that many chances like that.
No.
All right. So listen to this, Joe.
God.
Ottinger for the Stars. You can alt the saves, okay?
So I'm going to go 40.
So really 26 looks like is the number. Minus 106 for 26. You could do 30 saves at plus 260. And every save up all the way to 45.
Show me where they are. Goalie props.
Okay. Goalie props. And then 60 minutes. Oh, actually, you can't do this, Joe. You see how it says 60 minutes? So you can't. It doesn't have the overtime shots in it.
It's all right. I'm going to take a shot. I think it's going to be a defensive game. They played that way last year.
So what are you going to play?
29. I think I'm willing to go 29.
A defensive game might not be that many shots. What's 29? You might as well do 30. I mean, why 29? Go a little bit. Go a little more.
Well, why? Because if he gets stuck at 29, I'm screwed. I want to do 29.
That's why it's called gambling.
That's why I want to stop at 29 and not 30. Why are you?
No, I mean, you're usually a pig about this stuff. I don't understand.
You're pushing me off the ledge.
You're usually a pig about this. Now all of a sudden you want to play conservative?
Well, it's playoff hockey. I know playoff hockey's tight and tight. It's not always fast and loose.
So then why are you looking for 29 shots?
Because it's a defensive game. What do you think they're going to do? Dump and skate? Dump and skate? No.
Dump and chase.
Dump, you know chase. What I'm talking about. Look at you.
Ooh,
you,
close you couldn't call get the for Carolina there. Almost. Go. Almost. How about the golf this weekend? Whew.
All right. One thing at a time. Are you taking Ottinger with me?
I'll take him for 30.
All right.
30 saves for Ottinger. Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Man, what a difference, Joe, that makes. 16 minutes, you don't have a shot, and then that 4 minutes later, you go to the end of the first, up 2-0. That's
awesome.
Tremendous.
That's great. And I took them, plus 104 when you told me. So I have them in the Stars. Them in the under. Slow
under
it down. Let's go.
Oh, they've been slow so far, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we got a power. Is this power play here? No, come on.
I'm flipping it on now since the other game's in intermission.
Yeah, this is a really good game right now. They buckled up.
This is hot. This is playoff hockey, man.
I know, but that's why I don't think that when they put the 7.5 out there, it was a gimme, I thought. How about these 76ers tonight?
I was going to go to you, too. Now, remember, Joe, this game is at a snail's pace. The live total's already under 200, 199.5. It was a low total to begin with, Joe. We saw 205.5s today on Coast to Coast when me and Cam were doing it. And, you know, it was weird. The other night, Sixers got up, 12-14 early in that game, and then the Knicks torched them in the second quarter and got up around 12 themselves. And then the Sixers fought back. So it is a back-and-forth game. It is double digits, though, man. Wow.
Yeah.
They're up 10 now, 44-34.
I thought it was a give-me. 5.5, and then when they said
I liked the 5.5.
I liked it even at 4.5. I liked the money line. I'll tell you
what I'm actually on in this game is I thought you'd get a bounce back from DiVincenzo, who didn't do much the other night. And I played him over the 3.5 threes. He's got two so far in the first half, so let's hopefully we can get him. Get him a couple more.
Bogdanovich broke out Saturday night. He hit that rainbow three.
That was a big three.
That got them, you know, Bogdanovich.
Come on. Hit the big three.
All right. We're buckling up.
And
I like the way this game is going.
They're at the half in Cleveland, Joe. They're about to start the second half. Cavs are up 14 on the Magic. And, like, I don't know, Joe. The Magic are just, they're really not giving you anything here.
No, they're a young team.
I thought you'd get a little something out of them.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell scored for the first 8 points of that game?
Are we, what are we doing? So you want to go on the over in this Laker Nugget game tonight? Is that where
I did. I told you, here's what I did. I'm a hot crypto play tonight is the San Diego Colorado game. I altered it up to 12.5 and 14.5, depending upon the parlay. I put LeBron 4+3s at 7-1, and the over 223 in a hook pays 982.
Wow, use a token for that? They give you
Excuse me. Doesn't play 982. Pays 34.73.
I was gonna say it's gotta pay a little bit more than that. All the stuff that you had in there.
What do you mean all the stuff? An over that. LeBron for 4 threes and an all total.
Do they give you a token tonight for the NBA?
No, I didn't get no token.
Yes, they did for SGP. It says SGP, three or more legs. Of course, I can only play $10 on this. I got another sob story for you, Joe. If you're ready.
All right. Wait a minute. Is this a no sweat?
No, it's not a no sweat. It's a 30% token boost. You get 30%.
Yeah, I got that. So that's same game, right?
It's same game or SGP plus? Yeah.
All right. I'll put it in for the and it's for the hoops. I'll put it in.
I got one to use too. So what do you want me to use it on this? What'd you do, LeBron 7 threes?
No, LeBron 4 threes.
No, 4 threes, I'm sorry. You said 7-1. My apologies.
Yeah,
I knew seven was in there somewhere. It's 7-1.
7-1 for LeBron with the 4 threes.
How about Joker assists?
Assists with the Joker?
Yeah, assists. How about we do that?
All right, what do you want to do?
How about 10?
10 assists. All right.
Yeah. And then
what did he have on Saturday?
I don't know. You just made me think of something else I had to bring up with you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hang on. Joker
Hold on.
For 10 assists. What
and
else?
How about? Oh,
the
here's
over.
What I you, you want to talk
the
about
over.
The we, you want to talk about the dead cat? The dead cat.
Yeah.
Bounce.
Wait a second. Let's do the over. We like the over. Do the over
for the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I was going to say, I kind of like what I did with DiVincenzo, I wanted to bounce back with Russell because he had such a bad night the other night. I was going to bounce back with him tonight with some threes.
No, I don't like it. I put it in already.
Oh, that's a quick one. I forgot. No clock tonight, Joe. That's a quick one. We're in and out already.
It's a quick turn.
All right, we'll go. That's a quick turnaround. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Monday night. Toronto on the power play here, Joe, but they're not getting much going.
Good.
As it's about to run out on them. You know, and Matthews has been nowhere so far, which is very surprising. If they don't score here, I may play Matthews to score a goal, Joe, if he doesn't have one by the end of the period.
All right.
And, I mean, that won't hurt your under. I mean, I'm looking for him to score a goal. So,
they're starting to pepper him. They're starting to pepper him.
Oh, what a save there. How did he stop that?
Who is he? Who is he?
Allmark's playing goal for the Boston tonight.
I like this kid.
Allmark. That was a hell of a save.
That was something. But you see him? Look, you got the butterfly.
Butterfly.
It's like a chameleon out there.
Butterfly. I ended up putting the D'Lo threes in there, Joe.
All right. So you have, what do you have? Oh!
I have LeBron for the 4 threes.
Yeah.
Joker 10 assists.
Right.
And D'Lo 3 threes.
I took the over instead of D'Lo. So.
Yeah, that's what I ended up going with. I went with.
Oh, Omar coming up big!
That's the save. You probably are now seeing the save that I saw. I think you're seeing. I'm a little ahead of you.
Oh!
All right. One thing you made me think of when we brought up the bounds. How about that Valanciunas ticket I hit last night, too?
I know all my guys all of a sudden go
live bounce. So they gave me the live, it was like a live 25% or whatever it was. And I was looking at the numbers. It was the first quarter. Valanciunas had 6 bounds, like right out of the gate, Joe. And
he's a fast starter, Carver.
And they
and the
live number of 15 was like plus 400 or something like that. So I don't know if it was a misprice or what it was, but he finished with 20 bounds. I cleaned it by early in the second half. He had 15.
Wow.
It was a good live hit. Valanciunas.
Darling, we got a your game guy. To play. I need to get bounds.
That was your
I
guy.
I need to get some bounds. No, Omark's my guy now. I'm a what have you done for me lately type of guy. Right now, I'm banking on this Omark.
This Omark. Meanwhile, Joe, a quick look at the baseball. Phillies are now up 7-0 after a 3-run homer from Cody Clemens. Gives them a 7-0 lead. The Tigers are up 7-0 on the Rays in the Trop. I know Skubal was going tonight for Detroit. And he's pitching,
Johnny Skubal?
Pitching a hell of a... He pitched 6 innings, 3 hits, 9Ks, so good night for Skubal. The Braves are up 3-0 on the Marlins. And the Blue Jays are up 3-0 on the Royals. I thought that that total was a little off tonight, Joe.
The Blue Jay total?
Yeah, Kikuchi and Singer both been pitching good. Why was the total 9.5 tonight?
Because we know Kikuchi could be a gas can.
Kikuchi!
Could be a gas can.
Twins are up 5-0 on the White Sox. The White Sox are 3-18 so far this year. Now you talk about dead cat hop, Joe. You better get on it with that team.
Dead cat hop.
I mean, jeez. I'll tell you what else. I like the Orioles tonight. Why is that only minus 108 against the Angels? I know Detmers has been good for the Angels, but the Orioles, they're good, man. Did this go in? They're reviewing this goal? The one that we thought Omark stopped? They're reviewing it.
Did they think the
momentum carried him past the line while he was holding the puck?
Really?
Yeah, this is a critical review for you, Joe. Critical review.
No.
Very close, Joe.
He got the glove caught on the tin there.
Very close here.
No. No good.
Did they wave it off? You're ahead of me?
I don't know.
All right, you're guessing. You don't know if you haven't seen the official call
I'm hoping.
Yet. You're hoping.
There's a difference.
Man, it's close. Ooh, man, that looks in. By the way, Knicks have got it to 3, Joe. So a little spurt by the Knicks here to close out the half. Do we get a little DiVincenzo for some threes? No goal, Joe. No goal.
There you go. Good call. That's a good call.
That's a good call, Joe. That's good. That's a good call.
Inconclusive.
Man, how about this Hart? 4 threes this Hart's hit for the Knicks tonight? Man, that was a hell of a price.
Yeah. Yeah. They got this Dave Jackson that's trying to be like Mike Pereira.
Well, he's the Pereira. Yeah, he's the hockey version of Gene.
Big knot tie. He's got a big knotted tie.
Everybody's got to have the rules official now. Joe, they had one on the golf yesterday.
The
golf has
the
rules official now.
You know it's Pereira.
Well, Pereira never does the NFL anymore, barely. It's all your boy Dean.
Dean Blandino. You know why? Dean's a partier, right? Wasn't Dean caught on the Dallas Cowboy bus?
Well, then why is Dean doing the NFL games and
because he's young.
Pereira's doing that dopey league, the garage league.
Well, because he's old school. The guy's older than dirt. How old? I mean, that's it. They got Steratore now. The guy's Steratore basketball. They got him in the women's game. He collects a check. Caitlin Clark, March Madness. He's got 16 checks coming, Gene. Oh,
a lot of loaves of bread under the arm. Oh, what are you saying?
Gene's got
a lot of checks.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Things going well? I see you on the TV.
I'm surprised he's not the golf rules guy either. I'm surprised they don't have him do that between April and October.
I heard he was picking up PBA bowling next. I mean, how hard could that be?
The rules official.
I mean, how hard could a bowling expert be? You know? Are they knocking the door down at that place to watch Mark Roth?
Mark Roth. What are you saying? What is happening here? I just put the game back on.
The game is on. What are you watching?
I'm talking to my TV. I don't know what happened here. Something's just not going right for me,
Joe. Very good defensive game. That's it, Boston. Dump and skate. Dump and skate. Skate and chase.
There we go. Just putting the Islander game back on. I don't know. Looks like they're going to get to the half, Joe. 53-49 Sixers. Basically a pick 'em right now. And live total's 203.5 for this
game. Yeah, I don't like it. Dead under. Dead under.
Embiid with 16 in the first half. His live total's 31.5. Maxey had 20. You know, it's funny. Maxey's got 20, and all they did all day was say how, oh, he might not play. He's sick. He's got the sniffles. He's got a virus. He's got illness. He got 20 in the first half. That's what he has. And Josh Hart with 19 for the Knicks on 4 threes.
Oh, a little fight here in Boston.
I'll tell you, you know, Brunson's been quiet, Joe.
Yeah, well.
But the Philly's doing a real nice job on him.
Brunson to score, what, 30 in every game? Wasn't that like 3-1
or something?
Yeah, that's
already out. Already out.
What do you mean already out?
He didn't score 30 in the first game. He didn't score 30
in the
first game. Right,
what did he get? He got 21 or something?
22, I think. So that's already dead.
Tampa Bay at Florida. That hockey. I can't wait for games.
Yeah, that was a good first game yesterday.
It was very good.
Verhaeghe got the big goal for Florida. And that's your boy Vinny Viola.
It's all right.
Down there.
Yeah, I know. I know it. I know it. I know it. I feel it in my heart.
I know it. I know it. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Monday night on the grid. Islanders are going to get a power play here, Joe, early in second period. So 2-0. And these fans in Carolina, they're hot stuff, man. They're just booing. Come on, that's a penalty. It's actually worse than what happened with Lee in game one. How could you complain about that? He's holding his arm.
Guy's holding the arm.
I'm tired of it, Joe.
That's not good. It's not fair, Carver. I got to admit, who called the penalty here? Toronto's on the power play. 3:08 left.
Look at you. You got the hockey on, Joe. I'm proud of you.
Greslick? Who's this guy?
Greslick, yeah.
Shh, interference. Now, we'll put no mark on the spot here. Guys come up big like Patrick Waugh over the second period. And
I want to get in on that Matthews goal.
We're trying to pepper him here. We got to starve this off. Got to starve it off, Boston. They scored.
Yeah, they scored. Game was over. It Matthews?
Man.
Was it Matthews?
Talk about a gimme here.
Be upset if it was Matthews.
Matthews, it was.
Yeah. I wanted to go in more alive.
Ah, boy. You know.
Carolina takes another. What is he going to the bench or the penalty box? I think he's going to the penalty box. All right. 1:18 left on this power play. All right, Joe, you're okay. 2-2. Maybe they go to overtime 2-2. You want to play at plus 260 to go to overtime right now?
No, not really.
In the Toronto game? Why not? That gets you the under.
It wasn't Matthews, Carver. It was Andruzzi or whatever.
Good. That means we can go in on Matt. Oh, Matthews. It wasn't him because he's at plus 220 now. So play Matthews. You want to put it with the golf?
I don't know. I'm just upset.
You're gonna love the golf this week.
Why? You tell me Billy Ho stepped up finally.
Billy Ho won in Punta Cana. 22-1 hit.
Unbelievable.
Cam had him.
Billy Ho.
And Billy Ho's playing this week.
Is he?
Well, this is a weird week. This is the team event.
Is this an elevated?
No, this is the team event, the Zurich in New Orleans. So it's all you're playing with a partner this week.
Oh, that stick was high. That stick was high.
Oh, boy.
That was a high stick. It was over the crossbar. You can't do that.
Are they reviewing? Islander goal. 3-0 Islanders.
It's a review, Carver. That stick was high.
Me or you?
High stick. Take it off.
Oh, wow. The Leaf goal they took off?
Took it off. That's it. I know a high stick when I see one.
Wow.
Right, we got life, Carver.
Anders Lee with the goal for the Islanders. So the Islanders take a 3-0 lead.
Looking good.
Wow.
Feeling good, Billy Ray.
Looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good, Lewis.
And FanDuel. They wipe it off, and FanDuel still has it up 2-2.
Yeah, I know.
Can we wipe it off, guys? Can we take the goal off? We got the interns working for the NHL playoffs. It's amazing. Yeah, incredible. Take it off.
I got to tell you, I wanted to tell you the bad news.
What?
So I finally got nerfed on Dinger Tuesday on FanDuel.
Yeah?
They got me, finally.
They smashed you on Dinger Tuesday?
They smashed me because... Now, you know it's such a great promotion, it's a shame. You know how it was with, you know, you can bet as many games as you want, and you can get up to $25 back, $5 a homer per each game.
Right, right.
And I had seen other people had gotten nerfed already, and I kind of figured my time was going to come at some point because I do pretty good with it.
Right.
And sure enough, this week I got my thing to opt into, and it was $25 max for the day as opposed to $25 a game. So I got nerfed on Dinger Tuesday, finally.
Oh, man.
I'm upset about it because I really do love the – I get so excited about Dinger Tuesday.
You get gassed up for Dinger Tuesday.
Now I'm out on it. And I used to take advantage of all those bonus bets for all the homers. It was just – They finally got me, Joe.
They smashed you. They smashed you. All right. Well, you live, you learn, Carver. You live, you learn.
You live, you learn. I guess maybe they'll give it back to me if I lose a whole bunch of money. I guess they'll give it back to me. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Let me just say, I'm starting to lose my mind here. They scored.
What's the matter,
That's
Joe?
Why. They got it right back.
They got it back. It's 2-2.
You couldn't take the goal off.
Was it Matthews?
Couldn't take the goal off. It wasn't. I blame FanDuel for that goal because they failed to take it off. They had to keep it up.
It was Tavares on the power play.
Ah, this Tavares.
Yeah, I don't like him either, Joe.
All right, you know what? I'm upset now. What do you want to do?
All right, what do you want? Let's play. What do you want to do? Joe's like, Joe, you have under 6.5. The live number is still 6.5.
Doesn't
You're okay.
Matter. Yeah, but
Have it with the Islanders?
Yeah.
The Islanders are up 3-0.
Yeah, I know, but it's.
What are you upset about?
I'm just. It's principle. It's a principle about it. They should have taken the goal off, make it 2-1. They kept it up 2-2, and sure enough, the mojo was with Toronto. They scored right immediately 2 minutes later. That's why. They it's like they wanted them to score. The book
they wanted
them
to score. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Monday night. I figure I'd get this out of the way now, too, Joe, since we're getting close to the end of the hour. How about that Dame time on Sunday night?
Huh.
How about him? I mean, really.
Guy
loafs around for 3 months, doesn't do anything. Then he scores 35 points in the first half. You played that ticket, which I didn't know until after the fact you did, for him to have 50 points in any game in the series. He's got 35 at the half for you, and then he basically takes the second half off.
Yeah, I know. 14-1. He can't. All of a sudden, he's the invisible man. Shoots three times in the second half. I don't know. You tell
that
me.
Was pretty, that was pretty gutless from the Pacers, by the way, in that game.
Please.
I don't know. That
How
might
does that
be,
happen?
Might have been a bad
How
play.
How does that happen? You know, Dame Time, you're so hot, we're not going to let you shoot in the second half. Mm. That was the good, that was the game plan for Doc, the wheel, the coach of the year.
Doc,
that's what he came up with. That's what he drew up on the chalkboard at halftime. Dame Time was 11 of 20 from the field, and he shot three times in the second half. I don't know. Is that the way it goes?
Seems like that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Dame Time. Dame Time. Dame
Doc
Time.
And Dame Time are dead to me. Both of them.
You think Indiana wins game two tomorrow?
I hope they smashed them. I hope they absolutely smashed them. I really do. Yes.
In the next hour, we have to talk about the Clippers, too, because Matias gets the bouquets for the Clippers. We'll do that in the second hour.
Yeah, he gets the bouquets. He does. Can I bash him still for the Garcia? He was telling me how,
we can go.
You know
why you
can't bash me, Joe? Because I told you to take the over. I told you it was going to be a decision, and that was the best bet I could give you.
I said Garcia. You were talking me out of it.
You said Garcia. I didn't talk. I said the over.
Wait, you never played Garcia, Joe?
No, I did, but he was talking me out of it. Yeah, I played Garcia small, straight. What I played was I wanted to play the three knockdowns at 2-10-1 and him to win. There was something crazy with him to win, not just three knockdowns. There was the two, I got to look at it, 240-1, and I played both Haney and him to be knocked down. And that's why I lost.
You know, to your defense, Joe, he played me. Garcia played me, and he played Carver, and he played 90.
Well, next time you talk to him, make sure he doesn't play you.
He played me. You know what? That's the first time I see something so chaotic and so psychologically, like, monstrous from a fighter. You know, the guy was off the wire, Joe.
Yeah, you guys talked me in. Ryan Garcia to win. And both fighters to be knocked down was 95-1. I played that. I had a knockdown in 1, 2, and 3. Lost that. Let's see what else I came up with that I lost.
How about let's just come together and let's just be happy for Carver for pressing the wrong button and winning some pills. You know, let's be positive for misclicks and big units, baby. Let's go. Somebody has to win. Let's go.
When's the next UFC this weekend? When's the next UFC this weekend?
No, the 2 weeks. The 301 is the next big.
Well, they do have an event this weekend. They've got a fight
they
night
do,
with
but it's
Alex
like
Perez.
Say, who?
And then,
who?
Yeah, Alex Perez and Tim Means and all these guys.
Who?
So,
all right.
Who?
Carver. I gotta,
put it with
you know,
the golf.
Put it with the golf.
All right. Put it with the golf. Who do you want to do it? Billy Horschel? Billy Ho?
How about the Højgaard brothers?
Frank and Nicky?
I told you, it's a pair of team event this week. There's like three or four sets of brothers in the field. You got the Fitzpatrick brothers, the Højgaard
brothers. McMullen. I don't like that going with the brothers.
Hey, you know, you got Big Bo Hostler playing with Riders on the Storm. They're a team.
Let me see.
Straka's playing. How about Straka this weekend? He played great. I'll never bet Tom Hoagie again, by the way. If you ever tell me to bet Tom Hoagie, I'm never betting Tom Hoagie again.
He's gutless on the list forever
after yesterday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.